You know, you look around North Texas, Dallas in particular, and you see all the names on all the streets, and they're all tied to real estate tycoons. And you go back in the history, and it's all real estate. I mean, John Stimmons and Trammell Crow got together, got levees put up, reclaimed the Trinity, and built all that area along Stimmons. And then you march along and see what Perot's done lately, and Angus Wynn, and a lot of great names. And they're all reflected in now what's the fourth edition of the book. And this is put out by the North Texas Real Estate Commission. And they salute all these household names that you've always heard of. Daryl Hermes is a household name. He's in the book. He's executive vice president of Henry S. Miller and has lived through many real estate cycles and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
See, you, I mean, the cycles, this is the thing I always think about. And, you know, Henry S. Miller is certainly a great example. Somebody who lived through the 80s and, you know, the name continues. But a lot of them fell along the way. I mean, this is a volatile industry.
Well, we've been around since 1914. Luckily, Greg Miller, who runs the company now, is fourth generation. And we've withstood the storm, I guess, and it's been a good business. And we're not a national firm, but we like to consider ourselves, you know, an expert in the regional area of Texas.
You know, I look through the names that are in this book. The book really, I mean, it's a classic coffee table book. You could screw four legs on it, and I think serve tea off the thing. But it needs to be, because all of the names that are in there, Trammell Crow and Angus Wynn, Leo Corrigan, Bobby Folsom, Ben Carpenter, Dave Fox. There's a piece about Dave Fox, Fox and Jacobs, that started the home building industry around here. And, of course, Staubach, you know, made a name for himself. I can't remember. I think it was in sports. But it was really in real estate. It must have been fun this book together.
Well, we Robert Grunna, who just unfortunately passed away earlier this year, Chris Teasdale and I, back in 1987, 86, were sitting around when the market was terrible, and we were trying to think of something to do. We had to come up with a monthly program, and the group is called NACCAR, which is North Texas Commercial Association of Realtors, and that's the group that actually publishes this book, our Hall of Fame committee. But we were trying to think of something and came up with an idea. There were so many great people, as you've mentioned, a way to memorialize a lot of these people. And we thought maybe it might be a 1 or 2 year deal, but it ended up being a really fantastic program when we inducted our first six people. And after a while, and this is probably back in the early 2000s, 2005, 2006, we came up with the idea of, we had all this information on all these people. Why don't we memorialize it in a book? And it came to fruition. Our first book was in 2008.
Yeah, I'm looking through some of the names in here. You know, I wonder what they would think if they see what's going on right now. I mean, you know better than anybody, because you're working the sort of the ranches, and you know, have been developing this move north through Dallas County and through Tarrant County. But I don't think anybody could conceive of this area extending as far north as it has.
No, it's crazy, and you know that's the one thing about Dallas. Dallas is probably the largest inland city in the country. Usually there's some barriers that would block, like an ocean or a lake or mountains or whatever the case is. But in our case, you know, if you didn't like where you were at, you could go about 10 miles north and there's plenty of land to build on again. But pretty soon, I think we're going to be hitting Oklahoma. We're getting pretty close.
And we can develop that too. So as you put this together and you think of all the people that you've met in the industry over the period of time, I mentioned about risk takers. I mean, everybody thinks of wildcatters in the oil and gas industry. I think the real estate guys are bigger risk takers. So who's the most flamboyant? What's the name? Give me a couple of stories.
Oh, boy. That's going to – well, obviously, Ben Carpenter comes to mind immediately with Las Colinas. That was an unbelievable endeavor. 10,000 acres in Irving, the Las Colinas area. Did a billion-dollar note to develop Las Colinas and obviously wanted to do a first-class project. And, you know, if you go through – unfortunately for him, it didn't work out. They got foreclosed on. But as you know, at Las Colinas is still one of the most successful developments in the area. But just little detailed things that he was really encouraged to do. Of like, if you drive through there, you look at the curbs. They were 12 by 12 inch granite. They weren't concrete. You know, I mean, just to the detail that they went, and a lot of these developers. Let me think, who else? Well, Trammell Crow, obviously, and the Stemmons family, brings to mind as one of the greatest pioneers of the whole area.
Well, and just and know, really John creating, and well, I was talking, alluding to that, just sort of creating land. I mean, that was all that warehouse district down there was area that flooded, and there was no use. And they reclaimed it. I mean, that's where the Anatole Hotel is today, is what used to be floodplain.
Right. They reclaimed it. They built a levee. John was instrumental on the levee. As he called it, Dallas was his little village. You talk about risk takers, but he never did alone. He would not sign a piece of paper. Everything he did basically was cash. Now, obviously, he had the ability to do that. Not everybody does. But, look around the city and look at all these developments that you see, and every one of these guys took risks. I mean, Nasher with North Park, that was a major deal. As you remember, in the 60s, that was on a ground lease. The Carruths. You read about the Carruths in the book. William Carruth was an amazing guy. They owned all the land, if you could believe, from Mockingbird all the way to LBJ or north of LBJ.
I think a lot of that SMU land was Carruth land at one point.
SMU. Well, they donated land to SMU. They had and they still own a lot of land. A lot of the deals they did were on ground leases. And North Park was on a ground lease that Nasher finally bought out after a while.
Well, and the next generation is out there. I mean, you look at what, John Goff and Jerry Jones and Ross Perot Jr. These are the legends of today.
Absolutely. In the book, we also talk about current projects that are going on and future projects. But one that's of particular interest is the Fields Project, which the Carahan Group, the Hunts, and Chief Partners, they're doing the PGA deal out in Frisco, and it's a phenomenal. I don't know if you've been out there, but it's phenomenal. These are visionaries. They're all reflected in the book, and most of these guys, the stories are great, and it's really a fun book.
It's a fun book to read, and again, the North Texas Commercial Real Estate Group really puts together a class organization. The Hall of Fame every year is always fun, and to hear the stories and see the names, and like I say, it's nice to see the survivors. You've been through, what have you been through, three major down cycles since the 80s?
At least three, maybe four. I mean, I started in 1985. I made the great move of getting out of the oil business into real estate in 1985 when it just went straight down. I think I brought the whole market down.
But, and we lost all the real estate and all of the banks and a lot of the real estate people. But it's still coming back. Daryl Holmes is Executive Vice President of Henry S. Miller and also one of the great stewards of one of the great chronicles of the real estate industry. It's good to spend some time with you again. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And if I could do a selfless plug, if anybody would like to purchase this book, it is available at ntcarhalloffame.org. They could go on that website, ntcarhalloffame.org, and click on buy a book. And the books were selling for $150. And trust me, it costs more than $150 to produce this book. So
I believe it.
We have a limited amount, but it's a wonderful read.
Good advice. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.